very familiar scripture, nothing new to us. Book of Genesis chapter 8, verse number 6. Amen. Do appreciate Brother Joy Vincent and his wife and the young people from the church that got to come up. It means a lot to us. They hear us a lot. And I hope they don't get tired of hearing us, but we appreciate so much them coming. Pretty long drive, and it means a lot to us, and we sure appreciate it. Amen. Book of Genesis, chapter 8, verse number 6. The Bible said, "And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made, and he sent forth a raven which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot. She returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand, took her, pulled her in unto him into the ark, and he stayed yet other 7 days. And again he sent forth the dove out of the ark, and the dove came in to him in the evening. Lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed yet other 7 days, sent forth the dove which returned not again unto him any more." At verse 8, the Bible said, "Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot. And she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand, and he took her, and pulled her in unto him into the ark, and he stayed yet other 7 days. And again he sent forth the dove out of the ark, and the dove came in to him in the evening. And lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed yet other 7 days and sent forth the dove which returned not again unto him any more." Read just a little bit in the book of Acts. Very familiar scripture here. Chapter number 2. I'm sure we could all quote these verses here. Chapter 2, Acts, verse number 1. The Bible said here, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." That first verse there, the Bible said, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place." And just read maybe one verse in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse number 23. Another familiar scripture here. Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 23. The Bible said, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Amen. Would you stretch your hand this way? Pray that the Lord would help us right here this morning. Precious Lord and loving Savior, I do love you. I praise you and I thank you for your many blessings. I realize my feebleness, I surely do. I recognize my inability, but I know, Lord, that you are able. For I do not trust in my ability. I do not lean upon my understanding. I trust in you, Lord, and I lean upon you. And I ask you, Lord, to give us the words to say. For we know, Lord, that there is help and there is life and there is strength in your words. And I pray you fill us with that anointing that it takes to deliver it. And I praise you for what you've been doing. And I thank you for what you're doing here today. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. If the Lord help us for just a little while, I'd love to try to preach to us just a simple message on keep it in. Keep it in. I read some very familiar portions of scriptures, nothing new to any of us, I'm sure. Very familiar story about in the book of Genesis about Noah and how that the Lord had spared him, showed him mercy. He found grace in the eyes of the Lord, prepared an ark for the saving of his house. And they went into that ark, and we know how the story goes, how the Lord sent the rain, opened up the fountains of the deep, and the Bible told us how that the whole earth was flooded.
Right.
How that the entire earth was being flooded, and destruction was great. And the destruction was mighty, but inside this ark, they were safe. And we realize that after some time, the Bible said that Noah took this dove and he went up to the window of the ark and he opened it. And the Bible said he sent her out. And she flew around, and in the evening, the Bible said she found no rest for the sole of her foot. And she returned unto him into the ark. And he took her, and he pulled her in unto him into the ark. And he waited 7 days. And then again, Noah goes, I don't know if the bird is in a cage. I have no idea. I don't know if he had a certain place that he kept it. But I know that he goes and he gets this dove. He walks to the window. He opens the window again, and the Bible said he sent her out. And the Bible said, and lo, in the evening she returned unto him. And in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. And he took her, and he brought her in unto him into the ark. And he waited 7 other days. And he went and found this dove again, walked right back up to the same window, opened it, and he sent her out again. And the Bible said, and she returned not again unto him any more. And I read to you a very familiar scripture there in Proverbs, where the writer wrote, and he said, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The Lord saves us and starts the work. And it starts in our heart. That's where he begins that work. That's where he starts his building. That's where he begins his great and his mighty work and gives us that so great a salvation. But the writer wrote and he said, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. That's where life comes in, and that's where life can go out. That's where the river starts inside of us, and that's where the river can go out of us. And so the proverb writer wrote, and he said, keep, guard thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And we know all throughout the Bible, it seems like that every time we see a dove, or a dove is mentioned in the Bible, that it represented the Spirit of the Lord, the presence of God, the Lord coming down and meeting with His people and blessing and doing a work
for his children, for when Jesus was being baptized, the Bible said, and straightway out of heaven came the Spirit of the Lord. The Holy Ghost descended in the form of a dove, and it lighted upon him. And we realize that Joel said in one place, in the last days I will pour out of my Spirit, saith the Lord, upon all flesh. And so we realize in this last day and in these last hours, just as Brother Lord preached so well about how the Lord in His day, when His feet walked upon this earth naturally and physically, it was Israel's day. It was Israel's time. As the Lord told them, if thou only knew that in this thy time, the things that belong unto thy peace. And the Lord came into a place and He healed and saved the man. And He cast many devils out of this man. And the Bible said all the city and the town came out and they besought Him. And they prayed and said, depart from our coast. As far as I know, that is the only time that He graced that place with His presence. And it's the only time that He come into that place and He done that great and mighty work. It'd be a sad thing to have such a good feeling this week and the Lord give us as much as He's been giving us, and us let it leak out, and us let it get away from us. Amen. I say, Noah, the best thing for you to do, son, is close that window. If that's the only place that dove can escape, then close it and seal it and keep that presence in that boat with you.
Praise God. There have been a many that have failed to realize what they had until it was gone. As somebody told a story of a man in Mississippi, how that stood on one of them bridges crossing the Mississippi River. And he got up on the railing of that bridge and standing up there steadying himself, looking at that river as it passed under him. And one of them Mississippi troopers came by and said, son, what are you doing? Get off of that railing before you fall. And he said, I've been to the top of success and I've lost every bit of it. I've had money, I've had wealth, I've had riches and lost every bit of it. But my mama told me years ago about something that was more precious than gold, and I just can't remember what that is. I had it in my possession. My mom planted them seeds in my heart, and that preacher watered it with his preaching, and those singers watered it with their singing. I had it, it was in there. I possessed it so wonderfully. But I went to the window and I opened it up. Whether it be intentionally or neglect, something happened, and that issue has run out of me. What'd the Lord say? They threw them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. He came doing many mighty works. Many heard Him gladly. Many were touched by His ministry. Many were healed by His hands. But there was many that word slipped out of, and it ran out of, and it leaked out of. I'm trying to preach to us, you keep what God's given you. Lay hold upon it and don't let go.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, he was up there more than one day. He was up there more than 2 days. I don't think it was a dead service. When they went into that upper room, I know they went for fear of the Jews, but I don't think they never heard a peep out of anybody. I don't think it was just dead and dry and plucked up by the roots. There's a lot of wonderful things that have been happening that day. There's some women that have come into that service and they're there, men and women, and they're telling him, we went early to the tomb. and we went to anoint his body with spices there. And we looked in there and we saw an angel, one at where his head was, one at where his feet were. And they looked at us and said, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen." Somebody else said, "I went to that tomb and I saw an angel," and they said, "I know that you seek Jesus of Nazareth. He is not here, but he is risen." And then Mary stood up to testify, and she said, "Let me tell you what happened to me. I was crying and weeping, and I went to the gardener, and I said, 'Tell me where you put him, and I'll go get him.' And he looked at me and said, 'Mary.'" He was him, Peter. He was the Christ. He was the Son. He was wet eyes in that upper room. He was burning hearts in that upper room. He was revival. He was outpouring. Tell me your testimony. Tell me what he done for you. Then two men slowly get up in the back. I don't want to get in the way.
Come on.
But could I testify, Peter? Yeah, go ahead. Tell us. Tell us what's on your heart. I was on my way to Emmaus. Me and my buddy right here. And his buddy can't say nothing. He's so choked up, crying. I was on my way to Emmaus, me and my friend here. And somebody come right up to us. He even put his hand around us.
Yeah.
And said, "Hey, boys, why are y'all weeping right here? Why are you crying? Why are you sad? Why are you down?" And I looked at that man, Peter, and I said, "Are you a stranger in Jerusalem? Have you not heard what's took place here these past few days? Jesus of Nazareth, who we believed that he was the Messiah. They have took him and cruelly crucified him. And he died and they put him in a tomb. And certain of our own company come to us and said he's not there, but he's alive." And Peter, that man, started preaching a message. He started back in the prophets and he went through the whole Old Testament. I ain't never heard such preaching, Peter. My heart was aching within me. I was wanting to run. I was wanting to shout. I was wanting to get down and pray. All I could say is, "Preach on. Stay on. Tell me something else." And then we got to our house, Peter. And he said, "We'll see y'all. I'm going to go on down the road." "No, no, no, no. You ain't going nowhere. Come on in here and eat with us just a little while." And Peter, we got in there. I put some bread before him. And he picked it up and he blessed it. And he break it. And my eyes is open. It was Jesus. Praise God. Oh, you told me you really think that's a dry service? Do you really think that's a dead service when there's so many testimonies in there to the resurrection? I believe there's some shouting. Yes, sir. Amen. It didn't start right here in America. It started long. Amen. Before you and I was ever born. Why, the service says heaven, but it ain't all the way to the top, or it ain't fully come. And if you're not careful, you'll just stop there and let that leak out and miss out on the best part. Hey, shut that door, Peter. Close that window. It's only getting better and better. Too many stopped too soon. As you said, "Come on, pray and feel better. Leave a window open." And that feel good leaks out. Then they wonder, why do they keep going to church? Why do some of them stay steadfast? Because some of them stay until it fully comes. And they're tarrying day after day after day. Night after night after night. They're not taking it and sending it off. I hope it comes back. I hope I feel that again. I hope in the next revival, in the next camp meeting, I feel that same tug. I hope in the next service I feel that same pull. But when they close them lights out and we go out there to fellowship hall and we get in our vehicle and go home or we lay down and go to sleep, that's going to be the end of my service. That's going to be the end of what I felt. Hear me just a little while. And Noah finds that dove. There's sometimes that dove is hard to find. He don't want to leave the ark. He don't want to leave your heart. It's absolutely hard even to get rid of this good touch of God that's in us. But if you search hard enough, you can send it away. If you try hard enough, you can lose this good feeling. And the Bible said, he opened the window. I wonder if that dove looked at him with them little eyes. And in them eyes, it's saying, why are you sending me away? If you let me stay, it'll get better. My nest will get larger and larger and larger every day, every year. I bless you more and more. Jesus said, I have meat to eat that you know not of. If you keep him in there long enough, he'll do some wonderful things for you. I'm glad I ain't serving no dead God. I'm glad I'm not serving my mama's testimony. I'm glad I'm not here because my mama told me that's where I needed to go. There was a time I couldn't say it. Some of the things mama put in me. The Bible said of Mary, she kept all of them sayings and she pondered them in her heart, even if she didn't understand them. For Jesus told them plainly, they're going to kill me. They are going to crucify me. They're going to try me. They're going to put false witnesses against me. They're going to beat my back. I'm going to give it to the smiters. They're going to nail me to a tree. I'm going to die the death of a cursed death. For cursed is everyone that dieth upon a tree. They're going to cruelly mock me. They're going to spit on me. They're going to tear my garments from me. They're going to gamble over them. He plainly told them these things. And the Bible said when the day of Pentecost was fully come and after that, they remembered all of them sayings and they knew. And they said, hey, I remember what he said. I didn't grasp it then, but I'm glad I didn't let that issue get out of my heart. Hear me just a little while. You may not understand everything about God's house, but don't let this good feeling get out of you. In time, if you'll stick with it, in time, if you'll stay with that altar, there'll come a day he'll open your eyes and you'll say, now I know what a blessing, what a wonderful touch of God. It's like a river. Don't let it go out. Keep it in. Now, if I close every window and if I shut every door, how's them good things going to get in? In that room, they had the doors locked and bolted. One time, the Bible said, and Jesus appeared unto them, the doors being shut. Hey, man, that sounds to me like they keep in their heart with all diligence. The devil went up before God and he said, the Lord said, have you considered my servant Job? There ain't nobody like him in all the earth. He's perfect. He fears me. He eschews evil. And this was the devil's testimony. Hast not thou built a hedge round about him? He keeps the gate shut and I cannot get in there. But I read where Job said, thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. The door was shut, the gate was locked. But in there in prayer, the Lord came right up in there. Hear me just a little while. It's very important that you shut every gate to your heart. Well, will the Lord get in? He can get in there. Hear me. But if you keep the door shut, it'll keep the bad out. The devil can't cross that hedge. But the Lord will come right in, and he'll fully bless you. He'll fully lift you up. I'm trying to preach stuff. Keep it in.
I wish I could have been in some of them services before the day of Pentecost fully come. I believe they had some Holy Ghost services before the Holy Ghost fully come. Before I got baptized, I got blessed. Woo! Oh, what you talking about? Before I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, before the Lord submerged me into the Holy Ghost, before the Lord put me in there, and He put me all the way in here, before it fully come, it came. It may not have been fully come, but He sure did come. He sure did visit me. And I grabbed every one of them, and I held them close to my heart. What are you doing? I'm going to keep this, because I don't want it going out. Hear me just a little while. That's what this life is about. That's what trials are for. That's what temptations are for. That's what tests are for. Let's see if I can poke a hole and get it to leak. As long as it stays in there, they'll not backslide. They'll not go worldly. They'll not lose out. I'm trying to preach this. You need to keep what God's doing for you this week. Oh, they wasn't losing them testimonies. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all gathered together. One accord. In one place. Who would want to leave a service like that? Oh, help me, Lord. It amazes me. It does. It does, Pastor. Amazes me how the Lord be moving so mightily.
Right.
And just constant road in and out, in and out, in and out. I got to go back here. I got to go over there. Got to go get this. Got to go do that. In and out. And something precious is moving among us. It didn't matter how much the knee pulled at them disciples. Nobody moving. You mean you want me to go out there, outside, and get the mail? I might miss something. Oh, I feel too good to leave. Oh, I'm feeling too wonderful to leave. Have you ever been that way, getting that awesome presence? You really don't even want to move a muscle. If I move, I might move a weight from what I'm feeling. The Bible said they were all together in one place and in one accord. These that prayed last night, I would to God that they would stay in this place. I'd love to tell you, see, it'll get better. Yes, it will. It'll get sweeter. Every time you go to that altar, you'll feel something that's a little higher, that's a little better, that's a little higher. Hey, Noah, shut that window, son. What's wrong with you? The best we found is when that dove is in here. The best I've been is when that dove is in here. Keep it closed. If my wife would get us a song, man. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Now I cook very little.
Come on, bro.
I've been around my grandparents when they had some of them big old pans. Mm-hmm. And they had that little thing on the top of it, a pressure relief valve. Thing is sealed just right. There'll be so much pressure that'll build up in that dead piece of steel. There'll be so much energy that'll build up in a lifeless piece of steel.
that you'll hear it start to sing. You'll hear it start to whistle. And if pressure and if energy and if life can do that to a dead piece of steel, what was it doing to a room of disciples when every day they were waiting is only building? It was only building. They're in there for fear. They're afraid. They was afraid of getting out there and mentioning Jesus' name, because they might be killed. But when the day of Pentecost was fully come, there was a song put in some fearful hearts. There was a song put in some hearts that really didn't understand what was going on. And the Bible said they come out of that room. The Bible said staggering as if men were drunk. And so much that men looked at them and said, how is it that these men are drunk when it's but the third hour of the day? And Peter stood up and said, these men are not drunk as ye suppose. You ain't been in that room the last few days. You ain't been feeling what we've been feeling. These men have just hailed and they have failed and nothing has run out. And what you're seeing is the result of a life that keeps God's blessing in their heart. It may be when I die, but there's going to come a day that this dust here is going to sing a new song under the blood. If I keep the love of God and the touch of Christ, it's going to be the most beautiful sound that come out of these lives that's ever been heard. Old Brother Roper, dead and gone now, at every funeral, he would read that, dust to dust, ashes to ashes, and he would read that scripture, when dust shall sing. These are they that came up great tribulation, great trouble, many trials, many tests, and it made their garments white in the blood of the Lamb. And they sing a new song, the song of Moses. We've heard that before. But if you keep this long enough, we're going to get to sing a new song. And it's the song of the Lamb. You talking about wonderful singing, that choir sing out of this world last night. But it's just a little drop of what, can you imagine that choir? Seeing that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, and every one of them has fully come. Praise God. Oh, I feel pretty good right now. I feel like my hair standing on my head. But I hadn't fully reached there, Sister Mary. But when I fully reach that place, and if I don't let this issue of life run out of my heart, it's going to come a day, it's going to come gushing out. Praise God. And we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And the Lord shall descend with the shout as of an archangel. And I believe we'll answer with a shout of a glorified church as them angels cry to each other, holy, holy. He's going to come with a shout and we're going to rise up. Our time, our day has fully come. Trouble's over. Trial's over. Death's over. Thank God I held it. Thank God I kept it. It's worth it. I'm trying to preach to us. Keep what God gives you. When the day of Pentecost is fully come, filled all the way up, didn't let none of it out, it's fully come. I guarantee you don't want to miss out on nothing that the Lord has.
Right.
Nothing. The Lord done some works. Told some stories. Told about some water. You know what they said? Lord, ever give us this water. Give us this blessing. Tell me more. He's a pouring it out on many. Too many's letting it leak out. If you got a vessel, that's a broken vessel, it's a broken system. It's very much time that you mend that vessel. There's still a potter that can mend vessels. He told Jeremiah, go tell Israel. Go tell them, son. As the clay was in the potter's hand, so are they in my hand. I'll take out all the cracks. I'll take out all the breaks. And they'll be able to hold what I'm a giving.
Right.
Hear me just a little while. I'm trying to preach to us and I'm closing while you stand. My wife sings. Even I'm just trying to tell us, keep what the Lord gives you. Keep it. Hold on to it. It's more precious than anything else. Keep the heart with all diligence. For out of it, go from it, leaks out of it, the issues of life. But you can tell the Lord, pitch it within and pitch it without, so nothing gets in and nothing gets out. While my wife sings, this altar's open. Come. Come. Well, I failed it. That's nothing to be compared to when it fully happened. Hold what He gives to you. Keep what He lays in your bosom. While they sing, would you come? Would you meet with us? Oh, let's call on the name of the Lord. Keep thy heart. Keep your blessings. Keep your touch. Keep what God does for you. For there's no value on it. There's no price that can be laid on it. Keep it. Turn not loose of it.
Let your shine down on me. Let your love shine through me.
We really know the areas of our life where that blessing seeps out of. Close that up, friend. That area, whatever that area is, close it up. Ask the Lord to seal it. Ask the Lord to mend it. Lord, every time this certain thing saps me,
drains me, show me things I've never seen.
Oh, if you'll let the Lord, you'll put a seal that will not leak on your heart.
Lord, I want to be a witness. You can take what's wrong and make it right. Day stars shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.